Back to the thing of being afraid of things, though. It's almost comical now to be afraid of Muslims. Remember we were afraid of Muslims?
Done.
And now it's like, I'm afraid of race riots.
Dude, it's crazy. Again, what happened? You're telling me.
We need ISIS to make a comeback.
Yeah, man.
We need to get fired.
We might
up.
Have to join up to bring this country together. Well, that's no longer a threat, dude. Right now,
ISIS is done.
Yeah, we're dealing with the far right. They just
I forgot them. About it. I forgot we did. I forgot we came up. Trump's speech. He was like, "Yeah, remember when the leader of ISIS? Remember when we blew up that guy from Iran?" I was like, "Oh yeah, I forgot about that." It was like less than a year ago. We blew up a fucking
that was the guy who
Iranian died. Like general. We just hit him with a missile.
The guy who died like a dog.
He died. No, that was the. That was al-Baghdadi.
So he hit another guy?
He hit a general from Iran in their government, like a military. Yeah, he just blew him up. And America was like, what the fuck are you going to do about it, Iran?
Holy shit.
They didn't do shit, dude. We killed their general. And everyone was like, World War III is going to start. We're like, psh.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, dude. Basically, the U.S. was Godfrey.
You think?
And I was Iran, dude. I got hit. They were like, what's that pussy going to do about it? I was like, nothing. Sorry.
Yeah, it's. I mean, there has to be an overwhelming majority of people who are like, "All right, this is getting really ridiculous."
I think that everybody is. It's the same thing it's always been.
Yeah,
most people are like, "This sucks."
Well, dude, there's people. It went
and
from
there's just retarded people in the streets.
Well, it went from failed.
Fuck, I was trying not to say that word.
It's all right.
I was trying not to say. I already said it. Fag. I'm working on that.
Yeah.
I'm going back to that.
You only do one at a time, dude. Pick one. Stick with it. You can't
the
F's give up.
And R's are
it's
flowing.
Like your favorite food. You can't give up.
You can't just give them up at once. True.
You got to diet. You got to go lean. Go Mediterranean diet, dude.
We're going to work.
Give up Mediterranean diet. Gay's
not even on the table. Gay's still there. I'm not even close to working my way up to not saying gay.
Not saying this is gay.
This is gay is not
going
anywhere.
You can't. Again, you can only lose 2 pounds a week.
F word's a tough one. That thing hits hard.
That's
one that needs to go. That's like eating cake.
Yeah, that's
if you're doing a diet, you just gotta cut out the cake.
I'm in natural or regular settings, I'm good. If I get angry, if I like hit the like level 10, like with someone fucking with me in a car, I gotta watch that because I'll fucking if I get like seeing red angry, it's immediately coming out, and I just drive away like, oh fuck.
It's a good one to scream.
It's only ever at like I only ever fight with old men, you know, like old fat guys in construction vehicles.
Dude, that hits them the hardest.
Yeah, dude, it kills them. I told you about the guy who fucked me up the other day. The guy who was in a truck, it was exactly like my dad's truck, and he wouldn't let me over. And I'm like, dude, come on. He started, you should blah, blah, blah. And he did this thing to me, and I completely blacked out and was like trying to get my car handled. My dad would always go like this, and I'd get like discipline slips. He would go. And I'm like,
fuck.
He'd walk over and just kick me in the ass. Dude, this old
so this
man.
This guy hit you with it.
Exact same truck just went like this. And I was like, fuck you, motherfucker.
Why did you do that?
I was trying to get into the lane. He wouldn't let me in. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, come on, man. And like, Brittany was on the other side. And I'm like, dude,
damn,
let
you
me
two
in.
Together are motherfuckers.
It's road rage combo.
It is
I'm
insane,
good.
Dude.
I'm pretty good. But dude, I was actually chilling. She was driving. I'm like, Brittany, fuck this guy. I was like, Brittany, just fucking go. It's road construction. We need to get out of this lane. He has like a bazillion pipes.
<You do? laughs>
He had a bazillion. He had a bunch of pipes in the back of his truck. I thought I talked about this. He had like a bunch of pipes in the back of his truck. He wasn't going anywhere. There was like 4 feet. I start to go in. Or I was like, Brittany, go ahead. And the guy just inched up. And I looked at him like, dude, are you fucking
it's the worst.
Serious?
It's the worst.
I was looking at him like, are you fucking serious? And he was like, you should have blah, blah, blah. I was like, shut the fuck up. And he did this to me. And I just fucking started hitting the doors. Like, blah, 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 blah. You freaking
you called him bad
silly
words.
Person.
You called him what Godfrey
it's
called the
bad.
Security guard.
Yeah. No, I Godfrey'd on him. I
Godfrey'd. You hit him with a hard Godfrey.
Hard Godfrey'd. And he was fucking pissed. I was pissed. And then I was like, Brittany, just get us out of here. We have the windows down. We're in the middle of
you and
we're like
you,
Rittenhouse Square. We're like a really rich area.
You guys are fucking Kyle Rittenhouse Square. You and your lady are fucking.
Yeah. I'm not proud of it, bro.
Tag team, dude. You guys might be the tag team road rage champs.
We're pretty good.
That would be a
we're
tough car to run into.
She'll honk. She'll reach across me and honk the horn sometimes.
Yeah.
It makes me so fucking mad.
Dude, but, I saw her in a fucking like Target parking lot, and I was like,
phew. Oh, she was in a bad mood. If she's in a cranky mood. We've both been working on that. If she's in a bad mood, it's scary.
You guys go off.
Yeah. Well, first of all,
you should be proud of this. This is a nice thing that you and your wife both have.
True.
You guys both.
Well, if I'm in the
especially if you're combined together, spasm on people.
True. Well, it's also like I'm usually like, yo, chill, chill, and then someone will say something like shitty or like do something aggressive. I'm like, now, before I can even think, I'm like, I have to fight.
Yeah.
So now I'll be like hanging out the car, like fucking, fuck, we're fighting right now. But yeah, that's been that's what I worry. I can't even get involved in politics, as I'll fight people at, like, over like a red light. So like, I can't imagine putting like ideology behind it, because clearly it would be full fucking be like, I have must protect the Dollar General. Dude.
I have to protect the Dollar General. Tucker told me to. Tucker Carlson told me to protect the Dollar General. Now I have an assault rifle, and Overwatch is looking over, just a different fat dork.
Well, it's also, it's like, yes, there are some, because there's people who go to protests and they're like, yeah, it was peaceful. And you're like, we're peaceful protesters. And there's people who are very clearly on video burning shit and looting it. So it's just like, you know, you watch one thing, you're like, they are burning stuff. And you're like, I have to stop this. And it's like, I mean, again, if I owned a shop and people were looting it, I'd be very angry.
You'd be ticked.
I'd be very ticked.
I'd be ticked. And then a fucking guardian angel comes in the form of Kyle. Beautiful guardian angel comes. It's like, clear. Thank you, Kyle.
I mean, it is. And, you know,
thank you for your service.
If you look at this from the left's perspective, when they see like the young black kids get shot, and they're like, he was a drug dealer. He was up to no good. And like, if that guy, if a young black kid walked out with an AR-15 and got shot, it would very clearly be like, you don't do that. You can't walk out with that. So, yeah. I mean,
yeah, they drop those police reports pretty hard on those guys that get shot by the cops, God, man. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they start digging.
I think that dude in Wisconsin might have been a bad hombre.
Who?
The guy that this whole thing is about in Wisconsin.
Well, who's the guy? That guy, he was a pedophile.
He got
He got shot, but apparently he was a pedophile. Someone said he was a pedo. He's a pederast.
Lemaire, fact check that one.
I think he had sex. He entered. No, he wasn't a pederast. He was a rapist, allegedly. But, like, broke into, like, three women's apartments. And I think, like, he broke into the hen house.
He got in the hen house.
Yeah, I think. Well, let me,
it's no good. It doesn't justify shooting him, because they didn't. I don't think they knew that about him before they shot him.
I don't think so.
That has to be a good feeling. If you're a cop that shoots an unarmed black dude, then it's like.
Rapist.
Oh, fuck. He raped kids. Still my job. That's just cop's intuition. I had a good feeling about that shot.
I had a feeling. Yeah, I read his plates. I was like, that's a fucking pedo ass fucking plate number. No, I think he. I think he was on like the sexual offender list. Basically, he had bad paperwork. So he would have got. I mean, one of my boys probably would have hemmed him up, dude. If they saw him in the clink, they probably would have fucking put points on him, dude.
Well, man, what have you found?
Snopes says it's false.
What?
Snopes, a pedophile
Snopes,
or rape?
You know anything about? You know who owns Snopes?
What's it called? It said that according to Wisconsin state law, he is not a pedophile because it's like sex with a minor, but it would have been like sex with a minor somewhere else, but not in Wisconsin.
Okay, so fuck Snopes.
Thanks, Snopes. Yeah, did Snopes include that? They were like, not a pedophile by a loophole?
Look, man.
Was he accused of sexual assault?
In the state of Rhode Island, it says something about happening in Rhode Island.
He's out in Rhode Island getting people?
Third degree sexual assault.
That's bad paperwork, bro. I don't give a fuck what it says. How old is the girl?
Couldn't say.
I mean, you know.
Maybe she was fibbing.
I don't know, but I read a thing saying that apparently he had like a warrant. People claim that he broke into their apartment.
It's not. It happened in Wisconsin. It's the same legislation as in Rhode Island. So technically, yes.
Technically, yes.
Yes, sexual assaulter.
So he's a sexual assaulter, not a pedophile.
Not a pedophile.
Rapist, not a pedophile. What's Snopes? Did Snopes say that too?
Sexual assault isn't rape.
Well, apparently this one was like broke into an apartment and like grabbed ass. I don't know.
Blake was previously been accused of assaulting his ex-girlfriend, with whom he has three children. A criminal complaint was filed against Blake on July 6th, charging him with a felony, third-degree sexual assault, misdemeanor, criminal.
Is that the one where he stuck his finger in her pussy and was like, you've been with other men or something? He broke into her house and did that? I got this whole thing. That might have been Biden, actually. I think Biden did that. Look. You fall into this rabbit hole of like,
you can't, dude. It's completely.
It's crazy because it's like disoriented. It doesn't matter if the guy was charged with murder before you shot him.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter what his charges are if you're shooting people. But then it's like he was grabbing a fucking knife, and then the others. It's like it's illegal to have a knife. It's like not when the cops are like, put the knife down. when you're in a fight with women and the cops show up and you grab a knife.
Yeah, I think there's a speed limit.
When the cops show up, maybe you should tase him. And it's, I don't know. Who the fuck knows?
There's a human... Well, also,
it's bad. It's still bad. That's what I know.
Well, the
it's
problem with knives is people can close distance on you quicker than you can pull out a gun. So there's like a thing where like if someone's like 7 feet away from you, by the time you pull out a gun or a taser, they can already have that thing in you. So, you know, there's, you can spin these things a million different ways. Yeah. So, yeah.
In this particular situation, a cop did have his gun out already, though. So
yeah, they were all, there was like three cops. Weren't there like three cops pointing guns at him?
Well, dude, well, this is the other thing, too. None of us were there. So none of us have any fucking idea what we're talking about.
Agreed.
But we did see it.
What, the video?
Yeah. He's like reaching in. Yeah. And they're just like, put it down. It's not good.
But what were the 5 minutes before that like?
I don't know, but I can tell from, look, I've watched enough WorldStar that I can tell you pretty much the first 5 minutes, because it starts basically in the middle of a WorldStar video.
Yeah.
They're like against a car, dog pile, fight.
Who? Everyone's...
A couple broads. There's ladies. They're WorldStar.
So it's three girls versus dudes?
We got a WorldStar on.
We have a horizontally filmed video coming up.
We got actually a pretty decent video going. It's in a minute. It's in 50 seconds, so we still got time to prevent a absolute beating. But...
So there was a melee.
It was a world star. Cops showed up.
Who was fighting? Three girls versus dude or two girls?
I think the dude was maybe trying to break it up, but I think he might have been. I don't know. I don't know why he would ever get a knife at that moment.
Was did he actually have a knife? People are claiming he didn't have a knife.
Fuck, I don't even know that.
Yeah. So he had. I mean, this is the
this
honest,
all sucks.
This is the honest to God truth of the matter, because otherwise you just go like, well, actually, blah 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 blah, and it's like. Okay, so, you know, even if you saw a clip, like, you didn't see the first 30 minutes, you didn't see this, you didn't know the interactions or that maybe people had with him, I don't know. But it's like, you just see a thing, and you just choose to go with it to appease your social network. That's all, that seems to be kind of the case, in my opinion. Because there was shit that comes out after all these, where like, oh, actually, this happened, the Trayvon Martin stuff, there was like, a guy wrote a whole book about that, how the, I think a lot of the, you know, Zimmerman sued?
I did, yeah.
Apparently the case,
I think that guy sucks, and I think
he's a fucking asshole.
That guy turned out to be a fucking absolute tool.
Total dickhead. But then it's like apparently the girl who testified wasn't actually his girlfriend. There was like some weird shit that went on.
It's weird, wild shit. So it is, you know, this is just... The thing is, though, when you see video of a dude getting shot by the cops, that, like, they got to be able to prevent that.
Yeah. Yeah, you would think.
Like, there's like three of them. There's one dude. He didn't seem that big.
Yeah.
He seemed pretty small. I think they could have tased him.
Yeah.
But then that seems like the... But who knows? I don't fight.
That's a hard armchair quarterback, too. I used to always say that. Of course. That's crazy. But then it's like, get a phone... Right now, if we all got a phone call, like, there's a dude with a knife outside. Let's go stop him. And you're like, all right, with my hands or like... Yeah, hands or a taser. And you're like, all right.
Yeah.
See what happens. That guy starts screaming and shit. Just, you know, I don't know. You know, I don't know. But I don't know, man. It's definitely the people, how quick they are to jump to like, dude, like every single, say like every single black person that's shot by the cops, there's people in America who will be like, all of those cases were bullshit. They deserve.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
It's like, dude, you've, through reading a couple stories, you've discerned and you know, judge, jury, and executioner were like, nah, that was all bullshit. And then the other side is like, no, they were all completely, you know, that was totally
uncalled for. Yeah, I looked at it for 5 minutes. I can tell you the answer.
It's, you know? Exactly. It's like, it's shitty, but it's like, dude, does it really affect you in a way that you need to put your mind, body, and soul into right now? Or is this a thing being perpetrated by the media, or like perpetuated by the media to sway you politically? You know what I mean? It's like, is it fucked up? Yes. Is it your business? I don't know. Probably not. You know, I'm a 23-year-old white chick from Iowa. I'm going to watch the news and dedicate my life to what it's like. You're fucking retarded.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Pardon me. We're working on that.
Gets you tight.
God bless you. Yeah. Act like it's a sneeze every time. That's funny.
But yeah, man. I don't know. I don't.
It's
buy...
crap. It's junk. We're getting junk, dude.
It's junk.
You know what I've been working on?
What?
History stuff.
Hell yeah, dude. That's a whole. I'm telling you.
That's all you gotta do.
It's a vortex, dude. As
soon
as
you know,
you
who
go
actually
into
might be the man.
Who?
Custer.
Hell yeah. The guy who killed all those Indians.
Yeah. Indians killed him.
Did they kill?
Yeah. So, you know.
He could have.
You didn't see the full footage.
I think he could have lassoed them. And
he could have lassoed a couple, but they ended up, they got them pretty good.
That was his last stand, right?
He had a last stand. He was standing.
So he was
Sitting
like,
Bull fucking got his ass. Sitting Bull rules. Custer actually rules. A lot of people don't know Custer's the man because there's a, I don't know. There's that version of history where it's like any white imperial man is bad. And it's like, nah, dude, that guy fucking ruled.
Custer slaps, dude.
They're like, he finished last in his class at West Point. He was an arrogant dickhead. It's like, bro, he was having fun. He was first off, I'm reading about Custer, and I'm like, psh, me and Custer are pretty much the same, dude. Just Mr. Cool, dude. Just Mr. Cools, bro. No, Custer was like hot. Well, he wasn't hot. He kind of looked like Ben Foster, you know, Hell or High Water.
Okay.
The crazy brother?
Yeah.
Kind of looks like him with like long hair. Baller, dude.
Hot.
Baller.
It's hot as hell.
He did some arrogant shit, though. After the Civil War, when they won the war, Grant hated him. Mm-hmm. My dog, Grant. Yeah. Ulysses?
Yeah. Why did he hate Custer? Ulysses?
There you go.
Ulysses?
Nope. The Ulysses. First one. Yeah. Ulysses. I was trying to remember how you said it.
No, I used to call him Ulysses. I used to call him Ulysses.
Ulysses.
Ulysses or Ulysses. I used to call Ulysses Grant.
I think the S in the, yeah. So on the parade on the way to the White House in D.C., they were having a post-fucking Super Bowl parade.
Yeah.
Boys are walking down. Grant was out front. Everyone's like, Grant's the fucking man. All of a sudden, Custer's horse just took off to the front of the line, and everyone was like, Custer! And Grant was like, that fucking bitch, dude. Who does that?
That must be so funny.
Who does that?
So he raced his horse.
And then Custer was like, my horse freaked out in the parade. I couldn't control it. And then they were like, dude, you're literally the best cavalryman. You're the best horseman in the country.
So he made the parade all about him. But he stunted on the parade.
Custer stunted hard, dude.
That's fucking awesome.
But he saved Gettysburg.
Mm-hmm.
Saved it.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that. General Custer. All right? He was 23. And he ranked all the way up to Brigadier General. 23 years old.
Yeah.
Whew. That's some kind of stuff.
Lemaire Snopes that if Custer saved Gettysburg.
Saved Gettysburg, dude.
Snopes like, Jeb actually
Stuart,
he did it.
Jeb Stuart also fly.
Yeah.
Jeb Stuart was the Confederate cavalryman. Mm-hmm. Kind of Custer's. They were both dudes that kept it 100. They both were fly, dude. Cowboy hats, feathers, fucking all the gallantry. And then Jeb Stuart, who fucked up Gettysburg for Grant or for Lee, was trying to sneak in behind him, the Confederate cavalry.
Yeah.
Not if Custer has anything to say about it.
What happened?
Custer came out. He got the fucking Michigan boys fired up. They were outnumbered 4-1. Got the Michigan cavalry. He said, come on, you Wolverines, and charged in there. We got a gay bitch.
Excuse me.
Fuck.
Excuse you. So we got the Michigan boy. He fired up.
He got the Michigan boys fired.
Kyle
up. He said, come on.
He got the Kyle Rittenhouse.
He got the Kyle boys. Dude, also, this is, speaking of fat guys doing things, this is very funny. I was watching,
is KH fat?
Bro. Kyle.
The KR fat?
Yeah, he's a little chubby.
Chubby?
I literally got called him. Every single person that saw Kyle Rittenhouse was like, that was you, right? Yeah. I tried to watch Gods and Generals. I think that's the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the other there was Gettysburg. You remember the movie Gettysburg?
Yeah.
They made another one called, I think it's called Gods and Generals. Same cast, mostly, but it's just like Confederate propaganda. That was just like a movie in the 90s.
That came out.
It's hilarious.
It was all about
how fucking sick the Confederates were about, like, we love this country and God and all. This is Virginia is my country, sir. And then just like, slavery is not good, but I love my country of Virginia. Like, every single Confederate in it's like, I'm actually pretty good friends with my slaves. Like, it's fucking crazy. And then
I don't know reading thing. I don't follow it.
They have, like, Stonewall Jackson in the movie.
I can't read either.
Yeah, he's like, Stonewall Jackson's, like, best friends with his slave in the movie.
Is he really?
Yeah. And he's like, before, at one point in the movie, they're like, he's like, hold my hand, Jasper. Whatever ridiculous name he
takes
Mr. Off Pebbles, goodness. Hold my hand. Man, I respect that I won't let ride a horse. Hold my hand. And then he's like, let's pray together. Lord, end this scourge of slavery. Like, oh, and it's just like, dude, what the fuck is this?